Dr. Richard Fitchman. He has been with us for a long, long time. And as I tell you, and Dan says the same thing, we talk about what he does as a surgeon, which is just incredible. But I'll tell you something else. He was born and raised in Hartford and loves the city. And sometimes he's got some problems with what's going on. And this is the reason we invited him in here this morning. Good evening.
Or good afternoon or good morning. Or
I know, good morning. I was just kidding.
We're in such a fog here this morning. The fog is so thick, we don't know what time of day it is.
You know something? It's really something in Hartford, though. And I know some of the things that has been upsetting to many people, and you're not afraid to say it.
Well, first of all, good morning. Nice to see you guys. I did bring my blood pressure cuff because I know you guys get a little bit excited when we're talking about politics. So I've got it here. Anytime you want to just get a quick reading, I'm happy to do that. Yes, what's happening in Hartford, they're putting what they call a public safety project on Albany Avenue, where I think your listeners know that I have an office. And we've tried to create a nice suburban feel to that office, plenty of parking. We actually put more parking in there than we would do actually in a suburban location, because I wanted the paradigm of what happens in Hartford in the future to be that people can drive in, stop in a business, be able to do whatever they want in that business, not have to park two blocks away and walk across the street and things of that nature. And lo and behold, we got a waiver of the 5-foot right away that the state owns in front of us when we built the building to include our parking lot. And lo and behold, now they're doing this project and they're actually taking parking spaces away from not just myself, but other merchants that are in the area. And I think it's going to have an incredibly deleterious effect. And
why are they doing that?
They're doing that. Well, they want to put bike lanes in.
Is that the real reason?
Are you serious?
Because they want to put the bike lanes in, and so they're taking away parking spaces for that?
It's bike lanes. It is also, they want to have a left turn lane so that if you want to visit a merchant, there would be, from what I understand, a center lane that you could turn left, which is great. And I think if this project was in the middle of Manitoba, Canada, and you wanted to start with a brand new city, it would be a great idea. But this is a city that's over 150 years old, this region. I know it because my great-grandfather lived there. And, you know, you've got what you've got, and you try to make the best out of it. It functions quite well and has for a long period of time. And to just go to the drawing board and start denying some of the stakeholders in the area, not just commercial but also residential parking, which is so vital, especially in the 21st century, in an area that so desperately needs to revitalize itself, seems a step in the wrong direction. So I have, as you know, I'm not a quiet guy. So I have reached out to folks in the state because it's a state project. And what I found is that actually the design is through the city. And, you know, at this point, it seems as though they're just going to go ahead and do it. And what I think is even more interesting to me is in this time of such financial difficulty in the state of Connecticut, this is state money being used. They're doing this really exotic program with bike lanes and left turn lanes and all this when we're having trouble just paying our bills.
Yeah. Well, what happens to your business if this actually proceeds?
Well, it reduces parking. The whole dream of what I wanted was that anyone that's driving up and down Albany Avenue, and the area between Homestead Avenue and Hartford has 33,000 cars a day that go through there.
Yeah.
So if you have a business like mine or a bagel shop or cafe or a shoe shine shop or whatever it is, someone that's driving from Avon and Canton or Hartford through on their way to downtown Hartford might say, hey, you know, I'd like to go to the Fitchman Eye Center. Or I'd like to get a bagel at that place. And the idea in my mind is that we have to work on the parking. I talked to Mayor Segarra, who incidentally I thought was an excellent mayor, about the idea that you have to have parking. If you don't have parking, why would somebody that lives in West Hartford park on the street on Albany Avenue and walk four blocks in the middle of the winter to go? It's not going to happen.
That's true.
So the idea that I've gone through all this, and then now the state's issue is, yes, we gave you a waiver of our right of way, but that's, we can rescind that at any point. Well, had they told me that when I built the building, I would have built the building 5 feet back. It's a question of 3 feet they're really taking, but it makes it so the cars can't back up in my parking lot.
Have you talked to the current mayor about this?
I have, through an intermediary, spoken to him several times, and he doesn't seem to think that there's anything he can do about it.
The mayor can't?
This is the message I was given.
But the plan was put forth by the city.
This is my understanding.
Who in the city put it forth? Was it a board of some kind, some recommendation?
There is this, from my understanding, is a relatively old plan that is now being funded. But when I really drilled down with the engineer from the state, and he was at the project a couple of weeks ago, I was told that it's actually the city plan and that the state is just the construction arm. And, Dan, I was speaking with you early this morning. For those of you in Torrington, we're building a brand new office on East Main Street, and I've really put my heart and soul in that. And the mayor of Torrington wanted me to put sidewalks in. There are really very few sidewalks on East Main Street. It was quite an expensive project, and we did it, and I just was told 2 days ago that the state is now requiring me to put sidewalks or alter the sidewalks that are in front of the Bank of America, not my property, because it has to be the same height as the sidewalk that I've just put in. And when I questioned, I don't own the land, why would I do that? It's, again, on this state right away, and they told me that you will not get a certificate of occupancy unless you do this.
You know, that's blackmail. That is, I am so furious when I hear this, Brad, because first of all,
in my opinion,
Dr. Fitchman should have never been told he had to put the sidewalks in front of his own business. There are no sidewalks on East Main Street. That's the first thing. The second thing is, once he was told to put them in, and ordered essentially to put him in, he was never told that he would be liable for the property next door. Am I correct on that?
You are, sir. I think I need to get my blood pressure cuff out.
I think you have to, because this is what
and you live over there, Doug.
Well, but I mean, this goes to the root of this survey that we just talked about, why businesses and people are so down.
The lady we just had on said the same thing.
How can you operate a business in Connecticut or in Torrington, Connecticut, when you got to go through this BS? And that's just what it is.
Well, I call the sidewalk in Torrington, I told the mayor, is the sidewalk to nowhere, because when you get off my sidewalk, you're on a grassy hill. So imagine someone 75 years old on a sleety day in November that looks at my sidewalk and goes, oh, well, I can walk down the street. They're going to get off my sidewalk, and they're going to be on something that's on a 30-degree angle on grass that's slippery. To me, it's almost a health hazard.
You know what you can't understand? I can't understand it. Dan just told you his opinion. I mean, what do they need it for? You're going over there. You've got a new building, and it's going to be tremendous for the town, for Torrington. And it's these little things, and they're doing the same thing in Hartford. They do the same thing here, too.
And to become elemental, because as you guys know, I'm not a very bright guy, and I can't digest too much information. I try to do what I think is going to be the right thing for the economy and obviously for my own business. We build a building. We spare no expenses. We beautify the area. We provide jobs. We provide goods and services that were previously unavailable in those areas. And the reward, and we pay our taxes. And when you renovate a building, your taxes go up. You know, I understand all that, and I'm more than willing to do those things. But when it becomes so onerous that there's one demand after another, and the answer has been several times, if you don't like it, take us to court, or we won't give you a CO, then it doesn't seem like the country that I grew up in.
Well, I mean, does it get to the point where you just say, the heck with them. I'm pulling out of Torrington. I'm pulling out of Hartford. Take your sidewalks, and you know what you could do with them?
Well, I happen to have a deep passion for what I do, but I would say that I don't know that I would go and renovate a building and put all that into it at this point. I think I would just look for maybe a more friendly community.
There you go.
You know, these are the same towns that are complaining because they don't have businesses, Brad.
That's right.
And then they make them run through ringers in order. Now, was there a sidewalk in front of the Bank of America in Torrington?
I believe there is an asphalt sidewalk there. Mm-hmm. And my understanding from speaking to my construction supervisor is that it's a different height than the sidewalk we put in, which was designed by the state and the city. So now we have to do work to make that sidewalk, which I don't quite understand, because you have to cross the street anyway, so I'm not sure why the height of the sidewalk matters, but we were told we have to do that.
You have to pay for a sidewalk in front of a business that you don't own.
That you don't own.
Property that you don't own.
This is the message I'm given. I feel like I'm Alice, and this is wonderful.
Have you said anything? I mean, have you really let them have it on this thing?
I have gotten to the point that my hands are up in the air, and it's just, I do whatever they say at this point. It's just not worth the stress because...
When will this all be ready to go?
Well, this is the... I had a conversation with my construction supervisor 2 days ago because I'm buying the furniture and everything, and I want to get in there, and he told me that the state came to him and told him that we have to do this now.
Are you not going to get a certificate of occupancy?
That's correct.
Can you imagine... A whole new, Brad, to help the people.
Brad, you want to know what really is
to
disgusting?
To help the people.
You know, it's really disgusting, and I'll say this, and I've said it on this program. When it comes to the area Dr. Fitchman is talking about, you go up a few blocks to the intersection of what is Route 202 and Torrenford Street, or what would be East Main Street, and actually Torrenford West, East Main and Torrenford West. That is one of the most dangerous intersections in all of Connecticut. The state has done nothing for years, nothing. It's a fatality waiting to happen, and yet they come down on Dr. Fitchman and say, you must pay for a sidewalk in front of property you don't own? Are you kidding me? You want to know what's wrong with Connecticut? That one section of Route 202 in Torrington epitomizes what's wrong with this state.
There you go. Doctor, I'm glad you called me last night and I said, call Dan and tell him you're coming on with us.
Let's not get everybody too morose, but, the fact of the matter is you have Donald Trump was elected and I don't know if you voted for him or you didn't vote for him, but the point is it's these types of things. It's the fact that in America of the 2017, people feel as though the rules and regulations are not in line with reality. And that it becomes an impediment to investing in creating jobs, doing the very things that this country so desperately needs. And I don't think that Connecticut's the only state this happens in. I think that bureaucrats have gotten too steroidal, so to speak. They've just gotten their power is unchecked. And no matter what you do, I mean, you guys know we've spoke about the surgery center tax.
Absolutely.
Right. And it's just one thing after another. And I happen to be a very stubborn guy, so I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing and creating jobs. And by the way, a lot of the jobs that we create are for people that were previously unemployed, help people, since this horrific thing happened in 2008. But what I would like to do is let's cheer up for a minute and talk about some good things. How's that sound?
What's good?
Well, my practice got named a center of excellence for the laser cataract surgery. There previously were two centers of excellence in Boston, and actually they've abrogated their agreements with them, and I'm the only one. And it's a place where people that are interested in acquiring this technology, learning how to use the technology, the doctors can come and visit us. And that's just the kind of thing that I really love to do, to work very hard on something and then be able to teach some of my colleagues. So that's got me really happy.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
You do a great job, too. Yeah. You love the people, and you love Connecticut and some of this stuff. Dan, this is the same things that we talk about, and now here it is in person.
Well, yeah, I guess people think we're making this stuff up.
I know.
This is just one for instance of what the doctors had to go through with two businesses, though. It's absolutely so... It's crazy.
Well, you're right there in Torrington, so you see it all the time. And you see it in Hartford, too. Yeah. We both do.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely absurd.
It is.
Absurd.
Dr. Fitchman, thanks for dropping by and getting my blood pressure rising.
Yeah, I've got to take you guys out on a stretcher. I hope there's somebody here that can take over.
God bless you for what you do for people.
Thanks, Doctor.
You really, really do.